Orla Fallon with the Dubliners there from an album of Orla's called My Land. We heard two in a row from Orla there. We started off with Moyilawar and then we had Spanish Lady. And I think she's coming to town. In fact, she's coming to town on Wednesday, the 28th of this month. And it's all going to be happening at the Rialto Theatre. And we're going to work on getting some ticket giveaways for that for you. We had some lucky winners for the tickets we had to offer earlier this show for the Celtic Woman concert. They're doing two concerts this Tuesday and Wednesday at the Fox. And later in the show, we will have one more pair of tickets. So stay tuned and be ready because we'll give the phone number out and we'll ask another question. And the first person to call will get a pair of tickets to see them. Pretty good deal. We are just about 1 minute from the top of the hour here. We're going to press on and do our special in just a moment. You're listening to WRFG Atlanta, 89.3 FM. Tomorrow's Labor Day and WRFG celebrates Labor Day with a blues barbecue, and tomorrow is our 26th blues barbecue, and it's all happening at the Park Tavern, which is the southeast corner of Piedmont Park at 10th and Monroe. And there's going to be some terrific blues going on from 1 until 9 p.m. 8 solid hours of music for a mere $20 at the door. Kids 12 and under are free, and advanced tickets are for a slightly better price are available at the website wrfg.org, I believe, up till tonight. Barbecue provided by Fat Matt's Rib Shack, and it should be a great day. Don't worry about the weather because it's all indoors. They have a great little stage there they put together a couple of years ago. I've seen some stuff there, live concerts, and it's a really nice, intimate venue. So we hope to see some of you there. It is time for our 6 o'clock special, and since it's Labor Day, we're going to bring you some songs from different parts of the Celtic world associated with labor. And we're going to start off with a song sung for us here by a very well-known Irish singer who's actually an Englishman, and he's going to be singing a song about a famous Irishman who's actually a Scotsman. This is a man who helped to change the course of Irish history in 1916. No, not Andy Irvine. He wasn't born yet. The song is about James Connolly. Enjoy.
Oh, where is our James Connolly? Oh, where is that gallant man? He has gone to organize the union that working man might yet be free. And where, oh, where is the citizen army? Oh, where is that gallant band? They have gone to join the great rebellion and smash the bonds of slavery. To lead the van, and who'll be there to lead the van? Oh, who should be there but our James Connolly, the hero of each working man, who carries high our burning flag, who carries high our burning flag. Oh, who but James Connolly, all pale and wounded, who carries high our burning flag. They carried him up to the jail. They carried him up to the jail, and there they shot him one bright May morning, and quickly laid him in his grave. Who mourns now for our James Connolly? Who mourns now for that gallant man? Oh, in yon green garden, and make my bearers Union men. In yon green garden, with Union men on every side, and we swore we would forge one mighty weapon and fill that gallant man with pride. Where, oh, where is our James Connolly? Oh, where, oh, where is that gallant man? He has gone to organize the Union, that working man might yet be free.
Let's go walk into the dawn. It's barely morning, but I can feel the break of day. Nothing safe can stay. And it's that West Virginia heat, creeps in quiet, and then it knocks you off your feet. Till the rain comes cool and sweet. I saw the sky fall down upon old Briar Hill. Children left their games, but no more empty rows. Can you hear them? All those wagons rolling by. You took the reach out of the sky. Let's stop working for a day. Feel the sun again. Let the river wash us clean. All the cold dust, sweat and dreams. I saw the men one more leaving memories in the ground.
Thank you. Stands apart, the wheel above it has nae turning. For on a grey September morn, the fires o' hell below were burning. Though in below the coldy rich, it's richer now for all that burning. For 47 brave men are dead, to wives and sweethearts ne'er returning. The seams are thick and noughen geek, the coal below is black and glistening, but the cost of coal is far o'er dear, for human lives there is nae reckoning. For coal is black and coal is red, and coal is rich beyond a treasure. It's black wi' wark and red wi' blood, its richness new in lives we measure. Far better that we'd never wrought 1,000 years of work and graven. The coal is black like the morning shroud, the women left behind their weaving. In Knockingeach there stands a pit, the wheel above it is nae turning. For on a grey September morn, and the fires o' hell below were burning.
That was Mr. Dick Goggin, as he sounded way back in 1975. Clearly under the influence of Ewan McCall and Bert Lloyd and many other of that ilk. And that was from an album called The Bonny Pit Laddie, another mining disaster song. We started off with Andy Irvine from his album Rude Awakening, which came out about 20 years ago. James Conley, his take on that classic song. Then we heard from Kyle Carey. She's from Alaska, but has recorded a terrific album in Ireland called Monongah, and that was the title track about a mining disaster in Virginia, West Virginia, back in 1907, which took the lives of 362 people, many of them just teenagers, almost children, who were working in the mines under tough conditions and paid a terrible price. In between the Kyle Carey and the Dick Cockin, we heard from Lauren McDougall on the pipes and Martin Simpson on the slide guitar, and that was the Lament for Small Isles Bay from Lauren McDougall's album Hello World, which is available on Green Tracks Records. Let's step up the pace here with one of my all-time favourite songs from Donegal. It's not even 20 years old, at least the CD that featured it only came out about 20 years ago. The band is called Goats Don't Shave.
You may talk about Atlantis, how it's lost beneath the sea, and the grave of the unknown soldier, or the cry of the Banshee. Who was the man in the iron mask? Was Jack the Ripper set free? But ask them all, was Donegal? It's still a mystery. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. My God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Playboy clubs and all night pubs, blackjack and roulette. Neil Blaney, Bridget Nielsen, Mike Tyson having a bet. In a show he could then be known for his multi-millionaires, where Donald Trump would like a chunk to live in solitaire. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. I got it, build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. To stand on top of Fairy Gill would give me such a thrill, and hear them say in Dublin there's gold in them there hills. So don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep and there's going cheap somewhere in Germany. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. My God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Thank you.
kadgi nanasi egal is garil nisien bron negel wench manyani Confusion, green banye, gum beringo. Nil me at kuchre. Shinil merenos nakt marinkyo tafuil mahrishti ne
Was an Englishman singing a Scottish song with his Irish wife helping out and an Irishman playing the Scottish bagpipes. More about that in a moment. We started off with one of my favourite songs from Donegal. The band is called Goats Don't Shave. The album came out in 1992. It's called The Rusty Razor. Pat Gallagher wrote all the songs, and that is definitely a classic. Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. In between, we heard a track I pulled off compilation album. Clatter Records was the Irish label, but it came out in the US under the Atlantic label. And they put it out under the title Celtic Divas, and it has a list of 10 tracks here. They're Irish recordings, archival recordings, many of them obscure ones from the 60s and 70s, where the entire album has never been re-released. And we heard two sisters, two very famous sisters from Galway, from East Galway, both deceased in fairly recent times, Sarah and Rita Kane, K-E-A-N-E, pronounced Kane, I believe. The album that they recorded back in 68 or so was called Once I Loved. It was on Clatter Records, the label associated most closely with the Chieftains. And there was actually only one of them singing there, but I can't tell which one it was. Solo Grua was the name of the song. Rita passed away in 2009, and Sarah just last December at the ripe old age of 92. Very, very influential Galway singers. They only made two albums, I think, and didn't do much touring, but they did a little bit of touring. They occasionally played in Scandinavia and the UK, and I believe a couple of shows in the US. Never had the good fortune to see them. Their niece came to live with them, and they brought her up from the age of four. You know her. Her name is Dolores Kane. And we finished up with Dolores Kane and her husband from 20 years ago, Mr. John Faulkner. It's from his album Nomads or Fonaha. We played you a track from it earlier. This was the opening track called McCrimmon Will Never Come Back and McCrimmon's Lament. And the Scottish bagpipes there were played by Ronan McGuire. Sounds like he might be an Irishman. Let's move on with a band who is playing at the Stone Mountain Highland Games in the middle of October. They made this album recently in Edinburgh. This is Sound the Pibroch.
Loud and high, from yon across to the Isle of Skye, met all the clans, the slogans cry, rise and follow Kelly, Hashin foe and foe and foe em, Hashin foe and foe and foe em, Hashin foe and foe and foe. Shelly, and see a small devoted band, a dark look she'll have in their stand, and proudly bow with heart and hand, to fight for royal Shelly. Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe and foe. Hashin foe and foe and foe, rise and follow Shelly. Through every hill and every glen, a gathering fast the loyal men. They grasp their ducks and shout again, hurrah for royal Shelly. They shout, claymore, claymore. They bravely fight, what can they more? They die for royal Shelly. Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe and foe and foe. Rise and follow Shelly. Deserted is each highland glen, and lonely cairns stand o'er the men who fought and died for Shelly. Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe and foe and foe. Rise and follow Shelly. Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe and foe and foe. Rise and follow Shelly. Hashin foe and foe and foe, Hashin foe.
best way to enjoy Labor Day in Atlanta? Why, of course, it's the WRFG Labor Day Blues Barbecue.
Join us Monday, September 5th, under the big tent covering the Park Tavern patio for family-friendly all-day blues blowout.
Our lineup features Big Shanty, special guests Dan Toler, Liz Melendez, Jack Hall, Dave Hanbury, and Spencer Kirkpatrick, as well as a reunion of Bill Sheffield and the XLs.
Other performers include Blair Cremins and the Hookers, the Mudbone Turner Blues Band, and Little G. Weevil.
WRFG proudly dedicates our 26th Annual Blues Barbecue to Atlanta's Master of the Swamp Blues, the one and only Chicago Bob Nelson, who will perform with the Shadows.
The Park Tavern is located on the edge of Piedmont Park, right at the corner of 10th Street and Monroe Drive. Doors open at 12:30 and the music starts at 1 p.m.
Tickets are $20 at the door, $18 for WRFG members. Advance tickets are available for $15 in advance from the WRFG website. Kids under 12 are free.
Barbecue for this event will be sold by Fat Matt's Rib Shack. Proceeds benefit your community radio station, WRFG Atlanta, 89.3 FM.
Right by Garland Murray, wobble right by Geordie's cell. He's the flower o' Glenyla and the darling o' Dunkell. See the white rose in his bonnet, see his banner o'er the tay. His good sword he now has drawn it, and he's flung the sheath away. Every faithful Murray follows, first of heroes, best of men. Every true and trusty steward blithely leaves his native glen. Athol lads are lads of honour, Westland rogues are rebels all. When we come within their border, we may guard the Campbell's claw. Wobble right by Garland Murray, wobble right by Geordie's cell. He's the flower o' Glenyla and the darling o' Dunkell. See the white rose in his bonnet, see his banner o'er the tay. His good sword he now has drawn it, and he's flung the sheath away. Mingus, he's our friend and brother, Gascon, Strauin, Arnie Slack. Noble Perth has ta'en the field, and all the Drummonds at his back. Let us ride big gallant Murray, let us fight for Charlie's crown. From the right we'll never send her, till we bring the tyrants down. Hey! Mackintosh, the gallant soldier, with the Crames and Gordons gay, they have ta'en the field of honour, spite of all their chiefs could say. Point the musket, bend the rapier, shift the brog for loll and shoe, scour the dark and face the danger, Mackintosh is all to do. Wobble right by Garland Murray, wobble right by Geordie's cell. He's a flower o' Glenyla and the darling o' Dunkell. See the white rose in his bonnet, see his banner o'er the tay. His good sword he now has drawn, and he's flung the sheath away. Hey! Wobble right by Garland Murray.
Lovely spirited rendition of the Gallant Murray there from Mr. Alex Beaton, who has entertained thousands and thousands of people, especially at the Stone Mountain Highland Games. He's been a regular there for many, many years. He will not be performing, we think, this year because he's actually recovering from a life-threatening health setback as we speak here in Atlanta at the Shepherd Spinal Center. And we wish him all the best and a very speedy recovery. We started off with the band who are playing at the Stone Mountain Highland Games, Scotland's North Sea Gas. We started off with a track from them called Sound the Pibroch, and it's from their album Take a Drama Before You Go, which was recorded recently in Edinburgh, I think just a couple of months back. And in between, we heard from the 1st Battalion Scots Guards, and a rather unusual take of Hector the Hero, the old Scott Skinner classic, and it's from the album Pipes and Drums, which is available on the A or C label. Here is a younger voice from Scotland, Mr. Stevie Palmer.
If these years were mine to live just one more time, I would not change a single thing. Every open road has brought me so much joy, just to hear your engine sing. Guide us home, my sweet princess, you are the only one for me. In your fourth and walls I trust with all my heart. Even yet we still conspire to let each other's dreams run free. True love sees no sign of rust on a single part. Mile after mile, your steady wheels keep turning. Never could I name your price. Beauty lies above and underneath the surface, worthy of each sacrifice. So guide us home, my sweet princess. You are the only one for me. Your fourth and walls I trust with all my heart. Even yet we still conspire to let each other's dreams run free. True love sees no sign of rust on a single part. Thanks to me, memories of precious gold. Blind with grown-up dreams, my children have become. But in these eyes, you won't grow old. Oh, guide us home, my sweet princess. You are the only one for me. In your fourth and walls, I trust with all my heart. Even yet, we still conspire to let each other's dreams run free. True love sees no sign of rust on a single part. Thank you.
The incomparable Robin Hughbone there from the album Hunting the Hedgehog. That was The Men of Harlech. And we started off with a touching love song to a motor car, an iconic British motor car, the Vanden Pla Princess 1300. And Steve Palmer was the artist, and it contained the immortal line, "True love sees no sign of rust. Take that, Chuck Berry." We're going to leave you with a song from Celtic Woman. They are playing at the Fox this Tuesday and Wednesday. It's going to be filmed for a public television special. And we have one pair of tickets left. And I'm going to give you the phone number, but you have to answer the right question after I cease to speak. The phone number is 404-523-8989. First caller who answers the following question gets a pair of tickets. Take care, be good, and we will see you next week. The question is, who's the brains behind the operation? What is the name of the gentleman who started Celtic Woman, still masterminds it? He is the musical director and composer, and he was for many, many, many years musical director of Riverdance. The number here is 404-523-8989.
Swimming.